JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we travel with the Legal Aid Mobile Justice Unit to Grants Pen. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica's oil and gas exploration program, which started in 2014, is now at an advanced stage. Tullow Oil will conduct the first ever 3D seismic survey of Jamaica's south coast in March 2018 to identify potential oil and gas reservoirs. The survey will have minimal impact on the marine environment, as marine mammal observers will be on board the vessel, and they have the authority to stop the survey if they believe there's any risk to marine life. For more information, visit the PCJ's website at pcj.com.
Grants Pen in St. Andrew is the latest community to benefit from free legal advice, as the Legal Aid Council's Mobile Justice Unit made its stop in the area recently. The unit was at the Grants Pen Peace Park on February 28, giving information on matters concerning wills, land titles, child custody and maintenance, among other issues.
The target for the ministry is for us to reach 50 communities for the year under the CSJP program. Today we chose Grants Pen. We pretty much offer free legal advice to persons within the community in respect of expungement matters. So for persons who have criminal records in the past, and because of that they are not able to work overseas, for example, or it has been restricting them in some way, we explain to them the process, we give them the forms, and we tell them where to go.
Legal consultant Shara K. Dekas, who was on the scene serving the Grants Pen residents. One resident, Orit Perkins, visited to have his questions answered after hearing the town crier.
I was in my yard yesterday washing my bike, and I heard a free legal aid clinic will be at the Grants Pen Peace Park today. So I make all efforts to come and see if I can get some information from it, because I'm doing some thing by over my yard that's pertaining to land and paying tax and them stuff. So I come and get some vital information from her, and it was very intriguing.
Rochelle Gilzine was another satisfied customer.
I was checking out on a legal matter, and I find it very helpful, informative. The representative was very friendly and courteous, and she advised accordingly, so I'm satisfied.
The services offered through the mobile unit falls under Phase 3 of the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, in keeping with the Justice Ministry's thrust to improve access to justice for all, particularly persons in rural and inner-city communities.
Hey, you. Yes, you, sir, with the canned beef, and you, little miss, with the mango and salt. Go easy upon the salt for me, please. It tastes good, don't. But guess what? A hit CM1 are going to raise up your blood pressure.
This message was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service.
Goal 2, outcome number 5 of Vision 2030 centers on making our society safe, cohesive, and just. Log on to vision2030.gov.jm, visit the Vision 2030 Facebook page, or call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 906-446-324 to learn more. And before we go, an important notice from the Island Traffic Authority. The testing and upgrading of applicants within the corporate area for a commercial driver's license to operate vehicles in excess of 7,000 kilograms will be conducted at the Harbourview Way Station with effect from March 5. All other upgrades will continue at both the Swallowfield and Spanish Town Road examination depots. The Harbourview Way Station may be contacted at 928-6413. That's 928-6413. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.